You guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
It's free. Shocking that Esther, that's what you were about to say, right?
Yes, it's free.
It's always number one on our list.
It's free. Everyone wants to freaking start a podcast. This is the easiest way. We're about to tell you. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
And they will distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of the platforms, basically.
Also, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's the best.
I mean, imagine that. That's like the lowest, that's low pressure.
Everything you need.
With Anchor.
Everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right, guys, I am finally, it's here. I'm going to be at Caroline's on Broadway in New York City, August 12th through 14th. I cannot wait to see you there. I'll be at the Hartford Funny Bone in Connecticut, August 27th through 28th. I'll be at the Zanies in Chicago, September 7th and 8th. And then I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities, September 9th through 11th. I have a bunch more dates coming after that. Check them out on annieletterman.com. They're up now.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to be on the road. I'm coming to Portland November 3rd at the Helium Comedy Club, and November 4th I'll be at Cobb's in San Francisco, and I'm coming to Florida in October. And check out sleepoverbyaster.com for a new drop of my clothing line. Have you ever pulled out like a scary looking chunk out of your ear?
Out of the hole where your thing is?
No, like you dig your finger in your ear in the hole. And you know, the one.
Yeah.
Do you ever pull something out that you wish you hadn't seen?
I always wish I'd seen it. Like, it always so satisfactory to me.
But
like,
does that happen? Do you see something gross?
Yeah, it's earwax.
The way you set that up is as though you have an extra ear hole you don't want us to know about. You're like, you know, the one ear hole.
Well, you are confusing me, but have you ever had that happen?
I thought you meant like squeezing the juice out. Yeah, but not scary. It's not like a worm comes out.
But what is it then?
It's like a satisfying chunk of earwax.
Yeah, it's just been impacted. But
it wasn't like dark and scary.
Yes, but in a beautiful, I probably FaceTimed my loved ones and was like, yeah, I had a good gunk.
Do you know that Asians have a different consistency earwax than white people?
What are you talking about?
Does one of your ears have white people wax?
And so that's what, Asian? See, I've had this identity crisis, not because I don't know where I'm from, but because my earwax can't decide what they are. Sometimes they're dry, sometimes it's wet, because you guys would have a waxy, wetter earwax. Asians have dry, flaky earwax.
I thought I've read that anyone can have either.
Oh, I read that.
Esther has flaky.
I know.
You have both?
Everybody can have
Esther,
it all.
Esther, who's been gripping you up? What's going on here?
Dude, mosquitoes are attracted to me.
Skeeter syndrome.
Like I think because I've dreamt of doing this to you before, it looks like someone just gripped their fingers and yanked you.
Yeah, no, I know. My meaty arms are like, yeah.
No, guys, can I just say, well, let's just say on this side, I think we're very like classically beautifully, plumply thick right now. I think it looks good.
How could you say that?
Look
about
at her.
I'm plumply thick, beautifully,
so
classically.
Bullshit.
Wait.
No, we look good.
You just called me fat.
Well, you want me to undo what you said about yourself that's true? Listen, our arms are a little thicker.
No, my arm has always looked 9 months pregnant. Like, it's just not. My arm is not.
Okay, well, then I'm sorry what I said about the rest of your body. Imagine it.
My arm is not.
I look back on when I was, like, really fit before the pandemic, and I am actually not into the look at all.
Yeah, I like all versions of myself. I like a season change. Like, I'm not against, you know, fluctuating. Before, I used to really care about the extra 5-6 pounds. Who gives a shit? I look good no matter what weight.
Her shoes don't have 5 or 6 pounds. You might be too because of your height. There are, like, it's definitely in the ranges of 10.
Wait, I've definitely gone 25 pounds over my normal before.
Not now.
Oh, now I'm about 10 over.
Do you think it's that we're in our 30s and we're more comfortable? Whereas like in your 20s, like every little body change like scared me and I like had an eating disorder mindset. But now it's like, what? You know, like you always say, like, I look fertile. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the fertile thing really helps me, but because of that. But I also like, I have like little titties now.
little butt.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I have like, I didn't get the full ones, but when I look back at myself when I was doing jiu-jitsu and yoga and everything all day, you can see the bones here.
Yeah, and
the tits go. I go tit
if
first.
If that's what makes you happy, it's fine. But I honestly, genuinely, I'm attracted to you in this shape.
Well, I was going to say, I go tits first into a diet, but I also want to say, I'm attracted to you in my outfit. Honestly, I'm such a narcissist. I'm like, she's never looked hotter. Her accessories are gorgeous.
Everyone, it's Annie's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Annie.
Birthday to our Annie. And in honor of that, I have, well, let me tell you, it actually goes a lot further. The shirt just isn't pierced. I have fake nipples underneath here that you can't actually see.
What? Their did you bobbies, cheat them higher?
Where did you well, get? Their bobbies. Their bobbies. You know, he wears earbuds to sleep or those earwaxy things.
Oh my God! What if you stabbed his expensive like iPod earbuds? You're like, yeah, fuck him. He's gone.
His Raycons.
Like 250s.
So I have that. I actually tried to draw my abs. That was a disaster.
Can you show us your, the attempt? It makes me feel so much better about myself.
Ew, Kalilah. What the
you,
fuck?
You know what she did, though? She did give herself, like, the cut. She gave herself the V.
Okay, Annie is... I knew this. I called this the first time Annie did her abs, and I said it was her artistry. Annie is talented.
She's
at
talented.
It. And that's proof, because you
I
saw
I can't do it. I can't. It
but you're still kind of bad today.
You look pretty hot in my outfit, too. Well, you want to know what happened? I had to... I was praying
Show
to have
us.
Enough time to get...
They look a little bit more like,
oh no, oh no.
Opening that root chakra, baby. But I no, I lost on the road, I lost my tube, my
What
thing.
Tube do you usually use?
I use, okay, ladies at home. And by the way, NYX, you owe me money for this, okay? NYX Wonderstick. This is the jam because you can get the highlighter too. The highlighter's key. You give yourself, it really pops.
But I think that... You should give yourself more credit. You know how to shape the ab.
Yeah, why, you can how get, did you learn? Did you like have
I
to
followed
watch a video?
Where my abs like were underneath.
But did you like have to watch any tutorial? Or you just
I watched some tutorials, but you know I have ADD. I can't. They take so long, and they're like subscribe, and they like take so long to get to it that I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just draw it myself. I can't wait for you to fucking take. When I see like a makeup tutorial and it's 11 minutes, I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. This should be a 2 minute. Video.
That's so funny because I love the ones that are like 45 minutes. I'll just sit through the whole thing like, wow, like she's so pretty.
And then look at her makeup. And then look at what she learned. No, because I'm a makeup on the go girl. Like I am a do it. You're a go-go queen. I'm a makeup on the go-go. I take the little sperm and I do their makeup.
Well, I have a question. Today is Annie's birthday episode, but Annie's birthday has already happened. And I'm curious what happened on your birthday? What'd you do?
You've just
been
say,
away.
I like to say that I tempted the Delta virus. I had a real, what? I had a real, let's see if this thing's going to get me or not sort
and
of
I'm
experience.
Scared.
And did
no,
it get
I was,
you?
This was, don't worry, weeks ago and I've been tested several. But so, okay. So no, it didn't get me, but Whitney randomly hit me up. So my friend was going to throw me a surprise party and I was like, no, thanks. Like, I don't. It wasn't like going to be, it's like, I would like to control the people that are if I'm going to have a party, but I also don't want a party.
I have a no surprise party policy.
Well, yeah, you have a no surprise, no party.
But see, but don't you think I was onto something? You didn't want it.
We had a great episode for you that you seemed miserable the whole time.
Which one?
We gave you the wheelchair.
Oh God.
By the way, I'm going to start just using a wheelchair.
Why not? I mean, look, I don't think there's anyone to tell you like that if you have chronic fatigue, which I think Esther has.
Esther has something, dude.
Or like fucking low blood rude. Pressure. Low blood pressure.
I do
right?
have low blood pressure.
Yeah.
You seem so proud.
Yeah, but do you really think I have chronic fatigue?
Well,
you're
from
very
what you
happy
told
right
me.
Now. Why? Did you miss me?
I feel like, do you think I have it? Am I being diagnosed?
I for sure have it. And because
wait, is this Esther's birthday? We can't diagnose her on my birthday. We can't give her her dream. I've never seen a happier girl.
Are you diagnosing me with something?
And that's one you could really milk too. Chronic fatigue.
I can't make it.
I'm too tired. I can't make it over to that bowl. Can you put popcorn in it for me?
I've always self-diagnosed myself with some type of like hypotensive issue where it's called POTS.
What is happening? We're off the fucking rails.
It's kind of like, it's like dysautonomia. It's weird. My blood pressure gets low. It's a collection of things that that my symptoms match. But I think you have some weird chronic fatigue
I would,
going
some
on.
Some
weird
way,
chronic? This is the rudest thing anyone's
no,
ever
I mean,
stop
I think,
them. Why are you grinning and looking like you're taking go-go right now? I've never seen a girl this happy since she was taking cum shots. By the way, if can I tell you where we're different? We're alike in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I would try my hardest in life to not be diagnosed with something called POTS. I would be like, I would change my entire life to not have whatever POTS
Look,
is.
I don't know if I have POTS, but I for sure have orthostatic hypotension. So for instance, you guys, I passed out in a yoga class last week on a camel pose.
She has fucking COVID.
No, it
camel pose will knock you out though.
It knocked me the fuck out because you know how you're supposed to do it's you do the camel pose, Annie.
Yes, ma'am.
So yeah, is it that it's where you hang on to your ankles, but do it slowly because you will pass out.
Something broke just now in your body.
Yeah, but so you're hanging on to your ankles. Here, I'll do it.
Oh fuck, I can't do this one.
I'll do it.
Oh, I know. You like this.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my god, this is the one I skip when I was doing Bikram. I cannot do this.
Okay, so I passed out in camel pose because I have...
Have you ever imagined a stream of cum coming on you?
Annie, drop it! Also, you passed out during... You're
not
lying!
Not because... I swear to God! I swear to God! The lights went out in the city!
But did people notice you passed out or did you wake up?
My sister was right next to me and I came back to it because... And then my eyes were in completely different directions.
Okay. We've heard about this wandering eye.
But usually goes inward. Bobby
goes out of town and all of a sudden the eyes are wandering.
And so it took me about a minute to come around and I hope I was
the whole
really
class was the whole class standing over you. Did you wake up like this? And then everyone was standing over you?
No, no one even noticed I was out. That was the saddest part about it. No one came to my aid.
That's like when I ran away from home and nobody knew and I just had to come home.
Was it recently?
Oh, Esther, that is sad. How old
Esther,
were you?
Esther, you do still run away from home. That's weird.
I was little.
Wait, do you ever threaten, like, do you ever, like, pack your, like, during a fight, pack your bags and threaten to leave?
Not really. Do you guys?
No, I don't make fake threats. I learned that lesson a long time ago, guys. You put a poison in the well when you do that.
That's so true.
You cannot, like, if I get married, I realize, like, I can just never say the divorce word, the D word.
You cannot.
What is the divorce word?
The divorce word is, I can't say it. It actually will get me canceled, but.
I had a guy do that to me. He was a visiting lover from Australia, and he thought we were a lot more serious. We probably were pretty serious. But every day I would come home and he had probably read a text or something. And every day he packed his bag. Like for like 3 weeks straight, every day he had his bags back.
I hate when you date someone long distance and then they come visit you and then you realize you absolutely hate their fucking guts. And then everything they say you hate. You're like, oh, you're so fucking annoying. And especially like an accent you're like that you think is hot. And then but once it's in your ear all the time, you're like, I fucking hate this accent.
It's so funny that Annie says that. She's like, don't you hate it when like this has happened multiple times?
Wait, so I
know it's happened.
Wait, we have to get back to yoga pass out. This is my fault.
Well, nothing happened except that the lights went out in the city, you guys, and no one was there to help me.
Died?
No one noticed.
What city is it? Jersey City over here?
It went out in Waikiki.
Oh, yeah, you were in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Why did everyone have a better birthday than me?
Wait, where were you? I greeted you from Hawaii.
No, I will say this. I went to Vegas, and it was Todd and I. I'm telling you, if I had gotten it, it would have been fucking worth it.
Oh, my God.
No, listen. No, I'm saying this 100%. You're going to understand when I tell you.
The views expressed by Annie Letterman do not reflect the collective.
Worth it. Listen, Todd and I were in the casino. And I got like $500 in cash out. And I just said, this is our gambling money.
What casino?
We stayed at the Sahara, which is like pretty gets. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Wynn. But the problem with when you go to the nice ones, the minimums are so high that it's not fun to play.
Right.
It's like you don't want to run out of your money right away.
Yeah.
But Todd and I went back to the other one and we were like, I had just gotten hypnotized to stop smoking cigarettes. But there was a mother and son from Brooklyn. That I would have been chain smoking 100 Newports, 100 Newport hundreds with. Like, I was looking at those cigarettes going like, literally this time yesterday, I would have been like smoked that lady's pack.
Wait,
it was
work?
So fun. Yeah.
Being hypnotized works?
I've been getting hypnotized on everything.
Tell us more about that.
Wait. Well, let me tell you about the epic birthday.
Yeah.
Todd and I found my favorite machine. My favorite slot machine was this.
Vanna White.
She would appear. There were three different wheels. It was the most exciting bonuses. Like, it was just incredible. Then I go and I'm asking, like, where is the thing? And they're like, oh, that doesn't exist anymore. I was like, it's just too good. They had to take it from us. So then I'm like, ugh. But then I was like, you know what? You got to be positive. There's going to be another one that's good like that.
Family Guy.
So we find, I didn't try the Family Guy one, but we tried, we did a Walking Dead one.
If you like Family Guy, it's great.
You look like Stewie. Has anyone told you that?
I want to be Stewie. That's like my personality.
Stewie is the best character in the whole thing.
Thank you.
Except he's better at accents than you.
Who are you?
I'm the, I don't
know. Quagmire?
The neighbor, yeah.
We both knew. Okay, keep going.
I'm like the annoying one. I don't know. with the great name. But so we like, we play Walking Dead. What?
I'm a Lois.
Yeah, you're Lois. Like, we're all trying to fuck you. Or
You're Lois? What? I'm a Lois, I think.
What's the daughter? You're the daughter, at least.
Let's cut. Move
Meg?
On.
Meg? Meg. Be Meg,
no,
at least.
We all know I'm Meg. Okay.
You can be all of them.
No one wants
okay,
to be Meg.
Okay, then I'm posh. Then I'm posh.
You can't be
you're
posh.
I'm posh. I'm posh. Guys, I'm posh, and you literally can't do anything about
it. No, I will.
You can't unposh me.
Look at you. You're sporty.
Do not call me the lesbian one.
She's not the lesbian one.
She's the only one that can really
sing,
though.
Why did your lips get so like they were eating a girl out when you said that? You know what?
Go to the Vegas story.
So we play a Walking Dead game that's pretty fun. I'm like, okay, all right, this is good. We move on. We're passing by a Crazy Rich Asians game. And I say, listen, my girl, Nora Aquafina, that's my fucking homegirl. My boyfriend's half Asian. My people are Asian. Sorry. everyone I like is Asian. But so we sit down and play it. And it's literally, I've never had more fun in my life. Like, I'm going to cry tears of joy how much fun it was. We were screaming. People were behind us. Like, we were like, oh my God. Like, scream. People were like, go, go. Oh, you're getting our money. That should be ours. Like, We made like $300. There's like, these little diamonds that you get that give you bonuses. It's like, ding, 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 ding. And then it's just like, you know, like they, whenever they're like, ding, 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 yeah. ding, ding. And it's like, you're making like, it's like $20. Like for like, they're like big money and it ends up being $20. But you're like, it's just giving you everything you want because it's just trained to make your brain feel that adrenaline. We were so happy. We were screaming. We were up like, we had made $300 and then we brought it back down to $200. And I was like, all right, we got to go because we're starting to lose again. So Todd goes to play roulette, which is my other favorite game, goes to play roulette with the mother-son from Brooklyn. Who, oh, my God. You guys, it was, like, so amazing. It was this black guy with a butthole surfer shirt on. And I was like, do you like – and he goes, yeah, I saw them in Brooklyn. It was just, like, the most amazing – it was just like worlds colliding. Like everything was like incredible.
That is very, that's the ultimate Vegas vibe. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. His mother was like wasted and she didn't know how to play. And she kept like trying to touch the dealer. It was just so good. It was like, they had to leave for their flight. They were like, oh, we only have 45 minutes of our flight.
What?
I was like, that is so Vegas. So then we go, Todd goes to play roulette. I go into the bathroom and I go, you know what? I just feel like there's a couple more pushes I got to make. So I go out to back
unfinished
to the
business.
I'm not done. And I go back to the Walking Dead and there had been this white bitch that was coming up. I don't watch the show and she never made you any money. And I was like, eventually this white bitch is making me money. I pushed it twice. The whole thing was this white bitch's face. And then it was like times four and it was like, ding, 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 ding. I made $200.
Wow.
And then I just took it out and went over and we played roulette. So we left. We were like $300 up when we left.
That sounds like the best night ever.
It was so fun.
Wow.
But just the gate, like falling, if you just lean into the fact that this is meant to make you feel the way it's feeling.
Yeah.
But I go behind people. I'm like, hype people behind theirs. I'm like, yeah. One of the guys, we were laughing about how little the amount is, but it's still so fun to watch.
Maybe you're a warmer. You know how there's a cooler? Is that the opposite? A cooler is somebody who joins a table and basically ruins the chances at the table. Have you seen that movie with but me. Maybe you're somebody, you're the opposite of that.
She's
maybe
a warmer, but she's also cold, so we have to get her a sweater. Attention to all men across the galaxy and all the way from Australia to Houston. Do you have a pube problem?
I like the way you asked that.
If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0.
Kick your pubes to the next planet pew, with the Performance pew. Package 4.0. The orbits in his pants will feel like they're in zero gravity when he uses the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming.
Listen, this is a NASA-themed thing. We don't need to have a NASTA pubes.
And inside the package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, we might need that. Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold his whole solar system.
The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4,000K LED spotlight that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave throughout your travels across the universe. This LED light is literally a genius move. I'm so glad we have it.
You guys, this has taken off not only in the USA, but Canada, the UK, across Europe, Australia, South Africa, and Singapore.
Can you believe everyone has pubes?
We all over here at Trash Tuesday are obsessed with our Manscaped, and you guys can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRASH at manscaped.com.
Men, abort hairy balls and Buzz Lightyear your Woody with Manscaped.
His space balls will thank you.
Hey, Annie and Kalila, you know what's something that all three of us need really bad?
Therapy?
BetterHelp?
Bobby and I have been using BetterHelp for years, and not only has it's just improved every aspect of my life. I think that even if you're not going through a crisis, it's good to keep, you know, the grass in your pastures green, and it's always good to talk out your week with somebody. So if there's something preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp is the way to go.
We are obsessed with BetterHelp. They have a journal feature where I can just write out my feelings and what I'm dealing with and just whenever I feel like it. And my licensed therapist will check it out. And also what I love about it is 48 hours from now, you can be communicating with someone who's helping you.
And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
They have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, trauma. That's all of us. Anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters. And the service is available for clients worldwide. You can find the particular expertise you need online. You don't need to limit yourself to the counselors located near you.
And do not worry, you guys. Anything you share is confidential. And this BetterHelp is so convenient, professional, and affordable. They have so many testimonials on their site, and it's not a crisis line. This is the real deal.
In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
We want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/TrashTuesday. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TrashTuesday. There's nothing more important, I'm sorry, than your mental health. Nothing.
But there was like a movie. It was a movie called The Cooler.
Or no?
The Cooler. But it's about Vegas. And it's like, if you want the table, like the casino hired her to approach a table to sort of cool the table when it's a little too hot.
How could nursing school doesn't work out.
Yes. How could you actively cool a table down? Like, that's what I don't understand.
If they're just like on a run, you add one more person, then all of the good cards go out.
My dad recently went to Vegas and he told me that. So he was playing poker. And I guess when you play poker at the table, who's at the Bellagio, you hand everyone your like player's card, which has your name on it. So like the dealer gets all the player's cards, goes through them, whatever. And my dad's sitting there at the table and the dealer goes, "More AP." And my dad's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Hey." And it's a guy that my dad went to high school with and played cards with. And my dad's 78 years old. It's like, what are the chances? And I was just like, that's crazy. Like, that would only happen.
He should have gone and put money, like, on black. He should have been like, I'm putting all my money on black. Let's go.
I thought the story was going to go completely different way.
Then they started kissing.
No, I thought he was going to be mistaken for Maury Povich. Oh. Maury P.
I guess he could be.
Well, my dad can only go to several. Like, he can't go to... There's a certain like parent company. I don't know if it's MGM or which one. He can't go to any of their casinos because he banned himself.
He can't ever go.
Oh, you can ban yourself?
Yeah, you can blacklist you. My dad did the same thing.
He did?
Yeah. All over because he lost most of his money gambling because he was one of those. Yeah. Bad gambler.
The thing is because the fun is in the continuing to do it. It really isn't in the earning. That's the problem. If you can like, you would probably be great at it because I could see you just taking the money and going.
Yeah.
But it's like, I was much better on this trip than I ever have been. Like where it's like, I could feel myself, okay, I'm going into the dark zone. Like obviously we've had enough fun.
Wait, what's the dark zone?
It's just when you know it stopped giving you the good stuff because it sucks you in. Like the machines are-
Like it's not fun anymore?
Well, the machines are going to give you a lot of like bonuses and wins, but- Like after a while, they cool it. It cools the, I don't know the terminology.
That's what happened to me in, I know it's a different island, different place, but that's what happened to me in Hawaii. So everything closes down there at 12 because of COVID and whatnot. But I went to a bar for the first time in like 2 years. I had two drinks and the rest of the night I was in every single Uber looking for strip club, looking for an open strip club.
Why?
Esther does that sober.
Because I think that I've been like in this space for so long that when I had my first drink, it was like a nostalgic, I'm in Vegas feeling again. Like, I'm out with my friends.
It doesn't end here.
Yeah, let's morning the night, you know?
Well, sometimes it is. It's like, why would we just go to bed now? There's more to be had.
I will say, since you said what you just said, that one time me and Dave went to a strip club in Santa Barbara and—
You slid off the chair?
You suck.
Too much cum.
You suck. No, we went to strip club and like Dave was like, I feel like you're enjoying. Like Dave was like weirded out.
Dave, you do have long hair. Like I'm just saying, like your hair is a little. She's a trend.
I feel like he felt like I liked it too much. Like I just thought there was that was in the air.
I hope he doesn't watch this podcast.
Well, sometimes he does. The other day he sent me like a little screenshot of, because you know how the producers will add like little, like it says it labels the chunk of like this is, we're talking about strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Well, there was one chunk that was labeled like Dave's sleep apnea mask and how to clean it. He was like, great.
Wait, okay, we keep teasing a Vegas strip. Is it actually gonna happen?
We have to do it.
Are you kidding? Yeah, like how? Yes,
I
want
to go so bad. We got to see Usher. I also have a dream. Guys, I have a dream.
Hold on, we're that seeing a team decision? No. Usher?
I'll leave you guys. I'll go.
No, I want to do Usher. Are you kidding me?
Katy Perry.
Let's do both. One night, one night. Both. Is she back?
She's coming in the December, I think she starts.
Wait, because I want to do Usher for sure.
Every time you say come, even if it's like, I just see like a shot on your head. She's horny, ring my bell. Right, I will now, go like as soon as possible. I've never had more fun. I realize I come alive there and Miami. I brought my Miami app, by the way.
I will say that Vegas in the winter starts to die down.
What do you mean? In a good
just
way?
The vibe is not as fun. So it's got to be late September or sometime in the next 2 months or I'm out.
Okay.
Well, don't threaten us.
I'll take the threat.
I'm threatening.
That was bullshit.
I'm like threatening. The threat. Also, my winter body is not, not prime for Vegas activity.
I'm going to the desert to do drugs with Doug Stanhope and his crew again at the very end of September.
Oh, okay. We'll have to do it. Well, it's close enough to Vegas. Is it Death Valley?
Yeah. Okay. We can make it a whole trip.
Well, I could also do, we don't need much time, right? Like we could go Friday night to Sunday night.
I do want to watch a show though. So Annie's right. I do want to see Usher.
I want to get backstage at Criss Angel. I'm just saying that. I'm putting that out there into the universe and I will. I want to be like, Criss Angel, do you want to see a trick? Whoosh. I'm now behind the curtain. I'm now backstage.
Did you grow up to Criss Angel?
A little bit, but it's more just like, I no longer want to just be an innocent bystander. I want to be like, listen, have you heard of podcasts? Well, we've got one. We need to be backstage. Okay.
I feel like there's other places I'd rather go backstage, like before Criss Angel.
Is it getting a pedicure because you're fingering your crusty toes?
I don't get pedicures. They make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, we can see.
Do you get them?
Yes.
I don't at all. I haven't had a pedicure in 8 years.
I think it's like creepy. Like feet are like tools. They're not meant to be groomed.
Tools to what?
To walk.
To make men.
Oh, not for me.
Are you sure to walk, Esther? Because you're also a wheelchair queen.
All right.
You know what we need to get you? We need to get you those Heelys, the shoes with wheels. I want those too.
Did you ever
I
would have hurt those?
No, I've always like looked at those like, wow, like what would that be like?
Can you imagine she forgets she has them and goes to get in her car right down the fucking hill?
Wait, Annie, I need to hear about this hypnotizing thing. Like, are you really telling me that you got hypnotized and it made you quit smoking?
Do you feel sleepy? Yeah.
Tell us more. Like,
okay. I honestly also think it's the reason I didn't get COVID.
The views expressed by Annie Letterman.
No, I think I made myself like immune. Like my immune system higher.
Well,
do you think it could be the vaccine?
I do think that there's something to what you're saying. It's like if you don't carry that stress in your life, mm-hmm. your immune system is automatically boosted. So it's
100%.
Like, so there is, you know, it's a combination. She's vaccinated. She's in a better place. And her immune system is joyful and light.
Mm-hmm. I just was like, my family's healthy. I'm healthy.
Yeah.
But, I've gotten, hypnotized for that. I did a hypnosis today that was like sexual trauma hypnosis. That was, I had some crazy epiphanies.
Really?
And I got to go in again and do it again. But it was, she had me like go back over my timeline of my life and see like I envisioned it like an EKG. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Like at the heart?
Yeah. Like a line like that. And I was like floating over it. And then I would see like dark spots. And then I would go to them. And I had this like memory of there was this guy, Jack, who used to come to my parents' house. Like so dark. I really jumped into this from Vegas. But that used to come to my house. And I always like thought he might have molested me because he would chase me. He would like tickle me and chase me into this closet is this memory I always had. But he was only at my house two times when I was like four or whatever. So it's like this like misty memory. And in the hypnosis today, I was like, what happened? I think I either like bit him or yelled at him because I was thinking about it every, and all of my like sexual assaults, like my three or four that I had, makes me sound so histrionic. I swear to God, I'm not a liar. But I always like got them in trouble. They always were fired. I always went to court. I never, ever, ever like didn't like avenge it. So I'm like, why would this have been a time that I didn't? And I was like, I think I told him to get away from me because... Also, he didn't come back. So he came twice. The second time was the chasing me into the
Oh, yeah.
Closet.
You were a biter.
I got his fucking ass out.
Yeah.
Bye. Is this something you didn't know about until you just did this?
I had the memory of the closet, but I didn't really know what happened. And I kind of was like, who fucking cares? I really need another one. Who gives a shit? But it was cool to be able to like, so she takes you back and like you go through these situations and then you think of like the positive thing that happened from it, like the lesson you learned from it. And then you just focus on that. And then you like deflate whatever the bad emotion is. Like you physically like release the air from it. Mm-hmm. And then you just put light into it. And then your lifeline just has all these like bright light spots now instead of the dark ones.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it was
really,
really cool.
Sweet.
And when they put you, like, do they actually do the like, you're getting sleep?
No, it's like you talk over Zoom. So the way that I've been doing it is like you talk over Zoom. And you tell her like whatever you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, she always goes, what does your beautiful brain need to hear? And then, so if I'm worried about like ticket sales or something, if I'm like, I'm worried about ticket sales, like instead of that, I should be like, I'm really like happy to perform rather than focusing on that. Or I don't know if that's the right example. But so then, you know, you're just like putting stuff into your head.
Yeah. You're right. Also just replacing the other feeling, right. The negative feeling with something.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's like been really awesome.
But I wanted to talk to you, Annie. You mentioned something about your family vacation and how it didn't go as smoothly this time around.
Well, my older brother just got this house in New Jersey and he's like, everyone stay with me. And we're like, okay. I was like, I can get a hotel. I actually have enough money for a hotel now. I don't have to sleep on a couch. Even though I do like getting woken up by the kids. It's fun.
Aww.
So I do like that. And we also like the family hangs out. We smoke a little weed. Not me, because I don't do that anymore. But
you quit smoking pot?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. But this time I didn't smoke. Every once a month I do, yes. Every few days. But occasionally I dabble in quitting smoking weed. But I had been smoking cigarettes a lot and she completely cleared that. It was so cool. And my fucking TMJ, dude. I swear to God, I'm not clenching my jaw. And she put into my brain that my jaw is relaxed while I'm sleeping.
No way.
I swear to God.
Well, Esther and I might be going on a trek because we're just in so much pain.
You're going to go to the Botox?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to get Botox on my jaw because I'm afraid of losing my big fat cheeks.
I know, it is scary.
The shape of my face. I don't want to change anything about the shape of my face.
Neither.
But my doctor did say there's a chance that you can only need it once and just break the habit of clenching altogether, that he's had patients only need it once or twice and that's it. But I just have a fear of
getting
you
in
know,
your forehead.
Because I like my cheeks and I don't like...
I mean, if you're bringing that Botox needle near me, what are the chances I'm not like, come on, give me a little.
Lift your arms.
I'm like, come on. I'm going to try to cure this next, my sweaty armpits.
But that's amazing. So you're not clenching.
It's like, I mean, it's better by like, over 50%. Like, it's like crazy.
I recently had someone, which you're the first person who told me about this, where they go in your mouth.
It's good, right?
It's so good. A masseuse or like a fit body work guy puts his hands mm-hmm. in my mouth. It is amazing.
Let's stop going to guys. But anyway, no more boys. They go in your mouth. They take their penis and they get your
No.
Can I show you guys the nipples your vagina, I'm using?
Yes. Yes.
Hold on. I think I clipped it in there. Can I show you mine? Look, birthday. Is it not the close to your color?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, these that are the things Bobby puts inside like his ear.
Here. Oh, does he do that to not hear things?
Yeah, he doesn't want to hear
you're yapping.
Anything. He's a fucking yapper. Oh, my God.
I know he is.
Oh, my God. Bobby does my head in. He really won't shut the fuck up sometimes. He always has to have an opinion. I'm more of a quiet, let's just get things done around the house.
We can talk about it later.
Annie, what I wanted to get to was your...
fight with my brother?
No. You realizing that you were a fat family.
Oh, we went swimming. Yeah, we went swimming. And it was actually the most fun. So we went to my brother's a member of a pool. And there was really not anyone there. So it was just like we had the pool. And we were pool kids. Like we used to walk to the pool every day and hang out at the pool all day. So me and my two brothers, all pushing 40s, 140 already. Like diving off the diving board, like we are fucking 7 years old. Like I was doing a back dive, we're doing other stuff. But my sister-in-law gave me a one piece to wear because I only have like the whoriest.
The string bikini.
Just ass cheeks out. And so I was wearing my sister-in-law's swimsuit and it was just, I mean, there were pictures and I was like, oh my God. Like you don't have to have a kid to have a mama's body, it turns out. And I just was like looking at my family. I go, we're a fat family now. We can't.
Like your siblings.
My brothers, we are none of us. Like usually there's one that's like fit. Like we are all, we got COVID-ed. Let's just say that. We got COVID-15 or 19, whatever it is.
But there's such a joy in just accepting.
They have like, kids, they have families. Yeah. I'm like, I look great for a mother of two. Like I look amazing. And that swimsuit, it was like, I was the hottest mother of two there.
Sometimes I do want to tell people I'm 45 just to hear the compliment of saying, no, wow.
You know what always happens when you do that? They go, oh my God, you only look 44. And then you're like, what? I was
like, I'm 36.
It always backfires.
You're right.
But not that I'm fat. Not that my family's fat, guys. It was just the thing I said. But so we then so we always do these themed photos or we have in the past, me and my family. And this one, we were going to do the kids dress up like adults and the adults dress up like kids. But at this point, there's so many people in the family now. It's stressful to do. And it's now my mom has like hijacked it. It was like a thing I did for my Instagram because I have followers. And my mom now is like, we need to do my picture. It's like, nobody cares about you, mom. But I love you. I love my mom. I love my mom. But so we're like getting this whole thing together. I black my two teeth out, put my hair in pigtails. My brother is wearing like a cowboy shirt and a cowboy hat. And he just starts yelling at me and I just lose it. I start yelling back at him. And I didn't even realize until today that we were in these costumes and we were yelling. I'm like, if there's footage of that fight. I mean, we were like going at each other.
What was the fight?
We were trying to figure out like where the kids were going to stand. And he just started yelling at me and going, you have no respect for my things. I'm like, Timmy, is this from fourth grade? Because I literally am just here taking care of it and having fun with your kids. I've done nothing. I was not anything.
You have no respect for my things.
I'm like, for what? What the hell are you talking about? And he's like screaming at me. And then he didn't realize he yelled at me. And my sister-in-law, not his wife, my other sister-in-law had to be like, no, Tim, you started that. That was crazy. You came out of nowhere. She didn't do anything. I was like, yes, bitch. This is what having a sister's like. This is awesome.
That is not what having a sister is like.
It is.
Just
it
to
is.
Be clear.
If sometimes. You have a sister that's close enough in age, like it's the best. I cannot describe to you how lucky I feel that I have a sister only a year older than me.
That is cool.
It is like a warm blanket, a thing you just know, like you just know that life can never suck as long
Esther's
as she's around.
Esther's sister always says she's like a wet blanket.
My sister, I view her more as like my abuser, like just tortured me my whole childhood.
It wasn't so nice on her end either. The helper.
Was she
7 years old, put to work, take care of this kid.
Is that what happened? Did she have to care for you a lot of times?
She was a helper, yeah.
Yeah, that's rough on a kid too.
But I think she liked it. Like we had our good moments, but you know, there was also the rough stages where she was torturing me fully.
And I love her.
And I was sitting outside the door, out of the door, closed door of her room, crying, screaming, begging to get in. Oh, wasn't allowed
there.
In.
I've been there too with Esther. Everyone goes through that. case.
Let me in, let me in.
Everyone's got Esther banging on the door at some point.
I love this sponsor so much. You guys, don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete like Kalila or someone like me and Annie, just trying to make it through the day tension-free, the Theragun can help.
Theragun is a handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush.
The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussion therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone.
You know what I love? I love the different attachments you can use for the different parts of your body.
The soft one?
For your face?
On my freaking face.
Love it. That's the best one. The OLED screen and design make you feel like you're holding something from the future. Just go to their site and check it out. In the Theragun app, learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines.
Whether you want to treat your muscle tension from working out, an injury, or just the stresses of everyday life, there is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4.
Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, and hundreds of thousands of customers and me. And Esther and Annie.
No, but you guys know how it feels when you have a really tense jaw or like a tense neck. And then the feeling after you've used the Theragun, you just feel lighter and easier.
After my most difficult workout days, this cuts my recovery in half.
Try Theragun for 30 days starting at only $199. Go to therabody.com/trashtuesday right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/trashtuesday. Therabody.com/TrashTuesday. We are obsessed with our Theraguns. Wait, Annie, is your ex still using your Netflix password? Because that's what one woman found out after she downloaded Truebill, which finds and cancels subscriptions with just a tap.
I mean, is that not enough to get it? No, the day of the pandemic, I was like, change all passwords. Bye, sorry.
Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about, which is my biggest problem.
Oh, I get a ding and I go, I'm like, oh, I'll look at that later. And then it's like, you look at your bill and you're like, it's so much money. Like,
it's been so crazy.
So crazy.
No, when I got Truebill, honestly, it was an entire list of shit I did not know I was spending a ton on.
It's so sad how much is workout stuff too.
What gets you is like you agree to like a 7-day subscription free, right? And then it dings you and then you just forget.
I have so many of those. It's so bad. Like Truebill has hooked me the up.
Also, on average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill, but
me.
No, mine's way higher than that.
Yeah.
A month,
I believe
maybe.
It. It's I crazy. Genuinely believe that. You guys, companies make subscriptions hard to cancel. Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap.
And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to.
You guys, don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/TrashTuesday. Go right now. Truebill.com/TrashTuesday could save you thousands a year and you'll have so much fun seeing what you've been up to.
Do you know how many tops at Zara you could have bought for $720?
Crab legs is all I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I'm thinking of sushi.
Esther, so I want to talk about your mosquito bites. Do you think you have Skeeter syndrome?
What's that?
She's so happy. This is a sick
I'm just
person.
Throwing diagnoses at you because I know they make you happy.
Thank you.
Skeeter syndrome refers to a significant allergic reaction to a mosquito bite.
No.
So it's not like you get bitten more. You and I probably get bit the same. You just have a bigger reaction to the bite. So you get like big.
Does this make her have a bigger reaction to everything? Because this could be what she has.
I actually feel very confident I don't have this because this says you have. You're very sensitive to the bites and you may develop a fever. I have to say, I was always that kid that showed up to school covered in bites, my legs, like I'm always covered so many more than everyone else. And I feel completely fine.
Sweet blood, they call you that.
She's just had chicken pox. She was just giving everyone fucking chicken pox the whole time.
That's a good name for us, sweet blood.
Sweet blood.
But I was going to say, my best friend has Skeeter syndrome. And when she gets bit by even a single...
You Potts and Skeeter together?
Not
this
me.
Is really hard. No, I'm just saying the team you guys have.
So hers gets, like, it's a giant boiled egg and she does get a fever.
Wow.
Like the size of her mosquito bites are like this big. Ugh. It's really sad.
My nieces get like, not like that big, but they do get bigger than usual, but she doesn't get a fever or anything.
Esther, you told me a story about your ballet teacher the other day.
Oh, it's going to be so different than our teacher stories.
It's, well, I don't know. It's not great. This was, so I started taking ballet class again like the last couple weeks, just like for therapy, you know, mental.
This is a current teacher?
No, no, just wait.
Is it because of the Olympic year you thought that you'd make a comeback?
No, I was like, you know, I had a little health thing and I was like, okay, you know what? I couldn't really work out for a little bit. And I was like,
Was your health thing for the past 20 years?
Yes. I feel like in that joke, you assumed I was only 20 years old.
I was imagining I knew you for 20 years.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take advantage. I'm feeling better. I'm going to take ballet class. So I've been going to ballet and it's been really therapy. It's been really fun. But there is this one ballet class that I looked up and I was like, oh, I can't go back to that one. Because the last time I went there, I took the class. It was great. A nice.
Were the kids mean to you in the class?
No, this is an adult class.
Just imagine you as the only adult in a child's
class. Oh, I've done that too. I've done that too.
That's how you look good. They're better than you.
That's how you stand out. So I take the class and I really like the teacher. And at the end of the class, like, I always go up and thank the teacher, maybe strike up a conversation. She's like, you look really familiar. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know.
Do you know the Foo Fighters?
I was like, oh, you know, I'm a comedian. She's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, what? And she's like, it's so bad. I'm just going to tell you basically who she was. She remembered me because about 7 years earlier, I sent her a message on Facebook saying, you work at Starbucks with my boyfriend, and I think that you don't know he has a girlfriend, and I think that he and him are hooking up, so why don't you tell me if you are or not? Because I used to be a fucking psycho.
With Dave?
No.
Someone else.
Oh. So I was dating a guy who had a part-time job at Starbucks.
Red Robin and Starbucks. I mean, we're getting some tea pots.
Hey,
and
bottomless fries. I love Red Robin.
And I was so embarrassed. I was like, I am so sorry.
Well, how like sure were you like that she was going to be like, oh my God.
I love your stand-up.
Oh, wow. I love your Comedy Central special.
Thank God this is a little before that. But yeah, like it just goes to show like that girl that you're DMing because you think she's hooking up with your boyfriend might be your ballet teacher 7 years later.
Wait, was she hooking up with him?
I actually still don't know. By the time that we met, I really didn't care. Thank God. Mm-hmm. But this guy I was dating, I think was like cheating on me quite a bit. And I don't know.
Is it the fat one or the skinny one?
I'm not, people will know, so I'm not.
Even I know that.
Fuck you.
Wait.
On behalf of my lovely exes, fuck you.
Those two are not lovely. Listen, we like them. They're our friends. They're not lovely.
I actually still don't know what he was up to.
Wait, did you ask her?
What?
Do you care to know if he did or not now?
I don't care at all.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care at all.
Because I'm best friends with one of my exes when I was 17. And I'm like, literally, like, we're really good friends. And we spearfish together, all of these things. He's married. I love his wife.
Is he the one that I met that was the just recovered?
No. He's like a...
You have hot friends, dude. Everyone's hot. They're married and hot.
They are. They are married and hot.
I mean, I'm with a very hot...
Yeah. But this particular guy, I dated him from 17 to 20. And when we talk about his time in his life, he always reveals something new to me that I didn't know back then. And it's always like, wait, when did that happen? And he's like, oh, I fucked this girl then. I was like, we were together. He's like, oh yeah, sorry, dude.
Are you serious?
But it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me now, clearly, because it's like, who gives a shit? It doesn't change anything. But it does make me wonder, like, how much do I know about every single person I've dated in the past? Because I've always just had trust.
Yeah.
Opposite. Because of what's happened, I've never had trust. And it took probably 2 years of, like, not trusting Dave and going through his phone and reading all his old Facebook messages before I'm like, oh, okay. Like, now I know
what you're like, this is so boring.
I'm like, now, yeah.
So many storylines. Like, oh, another storyline for another episode? Cool.
Now I know what trust is. But before that, I literally didn't know what it felt like to trust someone.
Wait, so Esther, are you ever going to ask her?
Let's call her.
No.
I've got on the line.
Because I am too embarrassed to go back to her class.
No, you should go back to her class and fucking.
Was the class good?
Yeah, it was Belle.
But then go back.
But like, she knows this embarrassing thing about
me. Did you apologize? Did you apologize?
I did. Of course. I was totally like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry.
But also maybe she banged him. But and if that's the case, I want to say on behalf of everyone, I'm so sorry. That's horrible that you went through that with that guy.
But if she did, it's not her bad. It's his bad.
No, I know.
She's innocent.
Right.
If she had sex with him, she's innocent.
Oh, because you're saying you didn't know that
she didn't know. Yeah.
Then why don't we just, if we're still friends with the ex, we'll just ask him. So and so, I took a ballet class and this is her. Did you bang her?
Did you ever hang, did you hook up with that girl at Starbucks?
Yeah.
We need to know now.
I need to know.
Oh my God. I'll ask that.
Because even if it's a yes, it will just confirm.
I don't think he'll be honest with me.
Even now?
I don't think he's going to want to admit that he was cheating on me. I don't think
so. It's kind of cool in retrospect that he cheated on you, though.
Why?
I don't know. He got away with something that...
I mean, we broke up like right soon out. He dumped my ass.
I will say Annie is right in the sense that he outdid your spy work.
And you're really a spy.
Thank you.
You're a great spy. Quite a Harriet,
too. How did he outdo my spy work? Excuse me?
Because you still don't know the answer.
Oh, because I didn't...
Especially, dumped your ass. You didn't get to find out.
I didn't he dumped care.
You. Did he dump you?
You're into the. I don't know that you care about the actual information. You just like the spine.
I like the chase, the hunt.
Your dad,
of the info.
Your dad. This is like your dad, right? You guys learned how to be.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, just
you're a researcher.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's like in college.
I'm a detective.
Yeah, in college, I loved doing the research for papers. I never liked writing them. So then I passed it off to my mom. So now it's your turn, mother. But I used to love going to I would have to go to the libraries in like Albuquerque, which is an hour away from Santa Fe. And I'd go into the basement and like, you're like dusting off like the books. Like, now I'm going to go to this book. And then I was like, what am I doing? I don't even.
You're like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not even write this shit.
But I will ask him.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think it's worth it. I think our audience deserves an answer.
I'll report back because maybe that girl was like, oh shit, yeah, I did. My bad. Or maybe she's just like, this crazy girl DM'd me and nothing. I never did anything.
That's how I found out about an ex cheating on me. I just asked her straight up. Like, this is what I think.
Was your ex a girl? See if Esther maybe. Stays with us or falls to the floor or not. Maybe. Or pass out.
So my ex cheated on me with a tattoo client. And I got suspicious and I asked her. I was like, did you sleep with my boyfriend? And she was a really nice lady. She was a teacher. She said, yeah. She said that you guys were broken up. And then that's it. I got my answer.
Wow.
I had a girl who dated my ex-boyfriend like right after we broke up. But I had been in this three-year relationship I didn't want to be in. So like
if for 3 years.
Oh, it was supposed to be 2 months. I was like.
Which one was this? Do I know it?
The rollerblader. Oh, yeah. You remember the rollerblader.
It should have been 2 months.
This was when we were Loving. Off though. When we lived next to each other but we're fighting.
Wait, was he an avid rollerblader? Like
it was
for sport?
His 30th birthday. I had to go to a elementary school so he could skate the kids' park or whatever.
Did you have to rollerblade with him? I do love rollerblading, by the way. I can't knock rollerblading.
Listen, now as an elder person, an elder in this world, I would rollerblade.
Rollerblading was fun.
It was his whole thing.
No.
It wasn't like
it can't be your
like,
whole thing.
Yeah.
He was 30. It was like you didn't. If you could make it with rollerblading, which I'm not sure you can, you didn't make it.
Well, so there's a reason why rollerblading is not in the Olympics.
But it was a little bit hot. He was pretty good at it. He was good. He could do all the tricks and stuff. But it was just like it was so funny to be a comedian dating a rollerblader. And I would sometimes just say that on stage, and everyone would just laugh. I'm like, oh my, I didn't even tell a joke. I just told you like what he is. Damn.
Is that why it went on longer than it should have?
Yes. Well, he kept skating away. I was trying to break up with him. He'd roll off. Yeah, because it was funny. I was like, you're giving me too many punchlines.
You guys, so it occurred to me that we're not the original slugs.
Excuse me?
I know. Well, Jules, you know, applied to all of these colleges and she got into certain UC schools. But do you know that UC Santa Cruz are the banana slugs?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's their fucking, what do you call it?
Mascot. Should we apply to be students there?
Also, UC Santa Cruz is infamous.
Esther wants you back to school for some reason.
It's very weird.
They're infamous for being like a stoner school, right? A really fun, liberal arts.
I love it. I want to associate with these.
Those are slugs. Really, there's a cute one. That one's kind of scary.
The honey slugs is what they're called?
Banana slugs.
Oh, banana slugs.
I know. How accurate is that?
We gotta like get money from these people. They should be paying us.
That doesn't seem right.
We should be there.
Although I will say, Annie, is if I ever pictured you in a university, it would be UC Santa Cruz.
Why? Really?
It is such like a cool, like stoner kind of like creatives type of school.
That sounds really fun. Yeah. I really need to go there.
We gotta get you high.
I gotta go to school.
Get your nursing degree from there.
You know, someone commented that like they think I just want the prestige of nursing school. No, I want the knowledge.
Is there a way to block comments from Esther? I can't allow you to keep reading. You give them too much power.
I don't read them. I like will skim them, but I do want to clarify. I really want the knowledge of nursing school, but I don't probably want to practice it.
It might make you more of a hypochondriac.
Of course. No,
why?
Wait, yeah, because you don't like it's like. It.
No,
it's your comfort blanket.
I don't want to be like worried about what I have.
Oh, it's going to make you more worried.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like everyone's like, oh, the more you know. No, that's not a good thing because then you become like overly analytical like me. And so like I have to always like tie it to something wrong.
I will not allow you to be a nurse.
Why? Because, is that legal?
Yeah, I'm going to kidnap you.
Is it legal?
I'm going to beat you with a slug and a banana.
Annie, for your birthday, I got you something really special.
Oh, no. It's going to be something that goes in my ass.
It's not. Oh, I wish it was something like that.
Like a butt plug with a tail?
Close your eyes.
Is it alive?
Open your eyes and catch it.
What is it?
Oh, I know this symbol. It's the hot and juicy symbol of my favorite crab legs.
I think that's enough crab legs.
Like a pound and a half. Oh my God, I've never felt more rich in my life.
Wow. How much crab legs do you think that'll buy?
This will be, okay, if we get what we usually get, this will be 3 trips. This is very exciting. This is probably gonna be 2 trips, honestly, because we're gonna shove it in. This is very exciting.
That reaction.
Oh! This is what I bought myself. I bought myself more Jordans.
Oh, those are cute.
Should we take a banana?
I'm shaking. This is the best present you've ever given me. Your presence is enough. Don't worry.
Just closed your legs. Thank you. Day.
Closed your legs. That's all we needed.
Can we do a banana break? Wait, I want a tiara.
Can we name it?
I got a tiara for Annie for her birthday.
Of her own face?
Yeah. He gets me. He knows it. Mm. Who loves this bitch more than me?
Annie, wear your tiara.
Oh my God, it's our clay pictures. Never looked hotter than when Clayton photoshops us. The depression afterwards, though, is really real.
What is that?
Doesn't it seem like a trick, though?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Annie.
Is this the joke that it's filled with go-go for Esther?
No, it looks like two titties.
It does look like boobies. One's a little bit bigger than the other.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, it's so hard to make a wish when all my wishes came true.
Yay!
Where is that from?
It's like from the grocery store.
It looks very decadent. Uh-huh. That's like, no, that will like ruin my day. I need that alone in a corner.
I've only seen someone buy this for you at you and make you eat it.
What do you mean? Oh.
This is your gift
to Annie.
Oh my God.
Do you guys know that Pete does all his own arts and crafts?
He put the glue on the outside.
Oh my God. You guys are absolutely out of
control.
Those
look like pubes too. Put it on him.
Back away. This is very beautiful. Unfortunately, this is so beautiful.
Unfortunately, you have to wear it. It looks so pretty.
Unfortunately, we end the show forever.
You might be the birthday girl, Annie, but she's the go-go queen.
Wow. Ooh.
How are you guys' armpits so white?
Whose?
Your armpits.
You said you were going to smell our BO and see if we had it.
Gladly.
Did you come really on mean over. What you said?
I don't back away
Mine's
from joy.
To get oh, you it's guys. Already turning to hoagie. Oh, that's beautiful. Little clit rings.
It's a fucking plain ass
Do you
tiara.
Want us to come to you or do you want to come here?
Come to me. Come to me one at a time. You can't let me.
Do your go-go queen walk. It would be this. It would be this.
Stop.
Oh my God, you really are dressed like me.
Esther, come lower.
Esther's passed out some boners today.
Okay.
It's a lot. Like, there's something there. You can't deny. You're really getting in.
But I like it.
What does it smell like?
It smells natural.
Oh, mine's starting to, you can start to smell the hoagie underneath.
I want to know how they compare.
It's there. You smell it?
I don't smell it. Okay, so here's my analysis. Is that yours actually smells perfumey.
But that's because and, I put the
But I don't smell any body odor.
It's underneath.
Esther, there is a natural body odor, but it's very attractive.
Oh, your pheromones match. Your pheromones match.
I like it. I like the smell. Yeah.
Of course, it's because she's attracted to Bobby. So me and Bobby are on
Bobby
the
doesn't
same.
Have any body odor. Zero. What? I swear to you guys, you can smell his armpit any time of day and there's just nothing. Do you want to smell mine? Oh, it doesn't smell like anything. It's boring. Wait, maybe there is. Annie, yours is perfumey.
It's just deodorant. Yours is musky, but in a good way. Oh my God, we're just so, smell so beautiful. We're just so hot.
Deodorant?
Yeah.
I smell a musk.
I'm the only real lady.
Esther's the only real lady.
Esther's the only one that like watched Monster and looked up to her. She's like, that's what I want to look like.
Eileen Wuornos?
Yeah, she's just, I don't know why she wants to be so gross.
Pete, what is that?
It's another gift.
It's to give
this
to
is,
Esther?
This is for you.
Oh no. This is George related, isn't it?
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Remember when I choked on a chicken sandwich? They got me a chicken deluxe and the Heimlich maneuver. It's so cold. I really would have enjoyed eating this.
Is it fresh, Pete?
No, this
it's
is.
Like, it's at least it's 2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours is not bad. I would say 2 days.
I was going to throw up on site.
Oh, I'll gladly.
Why does the Heimlich girl look like Esther?
Although McDonald's, isn't that the food where they did the experiment where if you leave the cheeseburger out for like 30 years, it doesn't change?
I thought you were going to say Esther eats it.
Really?
Like it doesn't decay.
That is
terrifying.
Or maybe
I'm thinking of Twinkies, but I don't know.
Oh, it looks like Esther's choking, then Kalila cut her hair short and is helping her.
Wait, you're saying that McDonald's is non-perishable?
You wouldn't eat it, but there was like someone was selling it on eBay. Like someone had some kind of gross food that was so preserved that it just didn't
change. Can I guess
change.
Who it was? Was it one of the people that cleaned your car out?
My car is not that neat. We're searching for someone to take that job on.
Well, thank you guys for listening to yet another week with
another
us
wild
trash bags.
Ride.
A wild ride. Was that your Southern?
Wow.
It's ride. A wild ride. Thank you guys for my birthday show. It was so fun.
Happy birthday, Mr. Annie.
Thank you so much. Miss Andrew, actually. So to you.
Please take a ton of pictures when you eat those crab legs.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
And send them to me.
Do you want to come with me?
All different angles.
You could also have caught them for me. I don't want to be rude, but that's kind of a dick
move. I'm not
move.
A crab catcher. I'm a lobster catcher.
Well, give me some lobsters.
But I know it's not crabs. You're a crab leg queen.
You're right. I'm both.
Slugs out there, please like this video. Subscribe to this channel. Give us a review on iTunes. Share it. Post it. We will repost you. We are really trying to get the word out there that we are the trashiest, fucking nastiest.
No, we are the most disgusting piggy pig pigs, but also kind of hot.
Girls, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.